Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And before we take another quick break, we've got one more holiday tip for everybody, be it Cooks or Clicquot, Real or Ersatz. There will be a lot of champagne popping when the curtain closes on 2010 tomorrow. For those looking to jazz up that effervescent New Year's classic, the bar Drink in Fort Point has a high-caliber cocktail from the birthplace of the bubbly.
I'm Misty Kalkofen. I'm a bartender at Drink in South Boston. I'm doing a classic sparkling cocktail called the French 75. It's kind of like a Tom Collins, but with sparkling wine rather than sparkling water. And the lore behind it is that American soldiers who were serving in France in World War I were missing home and really wanted a Tom Collins. And they could find everything except for the sparkling water. Obviously, being in France, there was an abundance of champagne. And so they called it the French 75 after a piece of artillery that they were using, a cannon. I think it's a great, wonderful, refreshing, light sparkling cocktail for the holidays. So we're going to start out with a half an ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, and then a half an ounce of simple syrup, which is a ratio of 1:1 sugar and water, and then an ounce of London Dry gin. And then we're going to lightly shake this over ice. Give this a quick shake. Strain into a champagne flute. Top with sparkling wine. I'm actually using a cava here. And then I'm going to garnish it with a nice long lemon twist. Voila! French 75.
Like bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew. And I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two.
That's a drink that makes you feel more sophisticated just hearing about how it's made. You can find the recipe for Drink's French 75 at our website, wbur.org/Boston. You can also find more recipes as well as chef interviews, restaurant reviews at WBUR's food blog, Public Radio Kitchen. We're going to be back after a short break. Coming up, one noted Revolutionary War historian has an idea for a Boston History Theater. And in this season of choral music, we talk with the ambitious and busy conductor of the Marsh Chapel Choir. Stay with us. I'm Adam Ragusa, and this is Radio Boston.
With a thousand Julys, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine